it had grass and all sorts of stuff growing there, but it'd just be flooded all the time. What would you call that? Do you ever have a name for it?
Well, we have something they call a branch, you know, something like that, you know, a holler.
Okay.
But branches, you know, some places.
All right.
Yeah, places where they grow a lot of timber, smoke, look like a hardwood thing. They call it reed rake. You clean that up, it's good farmland, you know, it's good modern day, see.
Okay. Tell me about the places where water would flow. All the different names you have for the places where water would flow.
Well, creeks is one place. They have these little creek and then these branches. And low places between hills, they have places that run from one place to another. And
okay.
Mostly they have little, what they call branches, like slough like that.
Okay. If there's been a heavy rain, maybe, and the rain has cut a channel across a road or a field.
There'd be a washout. It does happen sometimes, and they'll have to go there and put the culvert down and refill it, and usually put a culvert there and put a bigger culvert, you know.
Okay. What if there was a deep, narrow valley that was cut by one of those things? What'd you call that?
Well, I guess they'd call that a washout, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or, what about a shallow arm of the sea where the water would come in, flow out, and flow in with the tide? Do you have a name for that?
No, they only tide. They usually have tide. Tide goes up and down twice a day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, but these were little places where, you know, the water might flow in and then flow out again. Did you have a name for those?
I know nothing I know of. I know they'll come up, the water come up and fill in at some of these spots around there, and then when you go down there and hold that, it's a little mud hole, I guess.
Okay. What about, did you have any names for any different types of soil, Mr. Moran? Like, I know, you know, in your days of surveying lumber and things like that, you must have taken a look at the types of soil you had.
Well, yeah, well, they have the, what they call the sandy soil and heavy loam soil.
Uh-huh.
Black soil, you know.
Okay.
It's out there for that. Now, this soil here, you go out there, when it's dry out of the place, it's right around here, this place here, you go out there, it's plenty moisture in it.
Uh-huh.
It's heavy loam soil, holds moisture longer than this. The sandy soil, over there where I live in Hancock County, it was a sandy soil, but it was some of the best soil in the country, but when it got too dry, it was bad on anything you planted, you see.
Okay.
It was really worse than it would here when it got too dry.
Okay. And what would you call a little narrow rise in the land, a little rise in the land? Do you have a name for that? Maybe a little place where the where land would kind of come up. If it wasn't lowland, you say the land was...
It was a high land, a little ridge, ridge, you know, a hill, they called it, somewhat called it a hill, a ridge.
Okay. Now, if you wanted to get water off a marsh, if they were getting water off the marsh, you'd say they was doing what to the marsh?
It was draining.
Okay.
They have done it, yeah, places.
And what would you call the things that you dug
Well, you dig ditches and go out there with a machine and line and drag line and drill holes. They've done that all over the coast, on the, around the bed end of Ballantrawl and Jordan River.
Okay. Did you have a name, Mr. Moran, for something that was higher